Hello. Thank you for joining us today on the fourth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. However blessed our current situation may be, the prosperity we will have in the kingdom of God will be much greater. And if our current prosperity is limited, if we have financial hardship, if we find ourselves living in conflict in times of scarcity, the kingdom of God will seem like an explosion of prosperity. It's sometimes hard to appreciate the prosperity of a time to come when today is lean and hard. It is through faith we understand the kingdom of God will be established on earth. The Bible is given to us for many purposes, including to serve as an historical example for us. Take, for instance, the story of Joseph, the youngest son and completely spoiled by his father, at least as perceived by his brothers. Chances are, Jacob doted on each of his children when they were the youngest, and like Joseph, being doted on was something they probably didn't catch because they were the youngest and all they understood was the status quo. Imagine being the firstborn son of Jacob, Reuben, who as the oldest should be the next patriarch of the family, seeing how the youngest brother is rising to preeminence. It shouldn't come as any surprise that the older brothers began to be annoyed with Joseph, to the point they were happy to get rid of him and plotted a plan to erase him in history. The very first act of the cancel culture recorded in the Bible. Fast forward a few years and imagine their surprise when whom they had erased was before them as the most powerful person in Pharaoh's house at a time when scarcity was everywhere and prosperity was challenged. Imagine how unusual it was for the brothers who had canceled Joseph to have their needs fulfilled through him whom they had canceled. Genesis 45, verse 16. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come, and it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say unto thy brethren, This do ye, lade your beasts and go, get you into the land of Canaan. And take your father and your households and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded this to do, take ye wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner, 10 asses laden with things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed, and he said unto them, See that ye fall not out of the way. And they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. How Joseph saved his brothers so long ago foreshadows how we will save those who cancel us, who reject God and Jesus Christ when the kingdom of God is established on earth. When the kingdom of God is established, a major and decimating war will have just concluded, and the entire planet will be like the children of Israel seeking food from Egypt, except this time the people will come to the righteousness of God, and we will save our traitorous brothers when we are given our leadership roles in the kingdom of God. Much like Joseph saved his traitorous brothers then, prosperity in the kingdom of God will come through obedience to God. And those who are part of the first fruit of the kingdom are those who, when they had every incentive to cancel God, Jesus Christ, and God, chose to instead to stay firm to the truth, denying prosperity on earth that comes through the beast power, and choosing to reign with Jesus Christ as a child of God, choosing the prosperity of the kingdom of God over the prosperity of evil. Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Prosperity, when it is done right, comes from God. God's prosperity brings no hardship with it. But the prosperity of evil that we know today comes at the expense of other people. God reminds us to not forget about him when we enjoy prosperity. God warns us that as we enjoy prosperity, that we do not become oppressors where prosperity comes at the expense of others. Much like the prosperity of Egypt came through the expense of slaves it had, including the children of Israel. When we forget about God and somehow think the prosperity we have is through the work of our own hands, it is then we begin to have problems as God will remove our prosperity from us. With God, prosperity is not for a few, but for all who obey. And today, there are many who are rich, who are deluded into thinking because they are rich, they're doing what God expects of them, never considering that their source of wealth could be coming through the prosperity of evil. Deuteronomy 8, verse 11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at the latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. As the nation which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. the kingdom of God will be a time of prosperity, not the kind of prosperity that mankind knows where some are rich and many are oppressed, but prosperity that comes through the blessing of God and given to those who, as David wrote, have clean hands, a pure heart, not focused on the self, and not acting while trying to deceive. According to David, these are the people who will live in prosperity when the gates are open for them and the King of Glory. The kingdom of God will be a time that matches what David recorded in Psalm 24, beginning in verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. Prosperity, the kind of prosperity that will be enjoyed in the kingdom of God, is not the result of greed by a few that oppresses the many, but by staying true to what God expects of us, not straying from it at all, knowing that God is with us at all times. This has been the message to the people of God since the beginning of time, including words given to Joshua after Moses died. Joshua 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I have said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The prosperity that will permeate the kingdom of God is grounded in doing what God tells us to do. Those who do what God tells them to do need to do so out of incredible respect and awe, rather than complying with a desire to just obtain something, including eternal life. Those who seek their life will lose it, and those who lose their life will find it. As we celebrate a time looking forward to the kingdom of God, it is good to pause and reflect on the idea we are told to seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. We are not told to seek first eternal life because eternal life is a gift that we cannot obtain for ourselves. It must be given to us and will only be given to those who fear God, doing what God tells them to do. It is when we fear God and do what God tells us to do that we can be happy. Today's world is full of unhappiness. There is a temporary elation in the purchase or acquisition of something new and entertaining until that temporary elation vanishes. The kingdom of God will be a never-ending time of elation because happiness and prosperity are found in doing what God needs us to do. The kingdom of God will be a time of peace within families where the adage, happy wife, happy life, will be experienced by all. Where children are radiant in all they do, radiating the peace and joy of the family as they extend their circle of friends. And all of this because the kingdom of God will be a time when all do what God needs them to do, all out of awesome respect. The kingdom of God will be a time of incredible and generational peace. Psalm 128, verse 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. The kingdom of God will be a time when the blessings from the chapter of blessings and cursings will be bountiful. The kingdom of God will be a time of incredible prosperity that will surpass the best economic and financial experience of any person's lifetime. With the return of Jesus Christ, the nations of the earth will quickly see the blessings that come by doing what God needs us to do, that by comparison, even the most successful nation of the present age will look like a total failure, as blessing after blessing becomes evident to all. In an age of climate change disaster forecasts, imagine what it will be like when the opposite trend is observed and reported because of obedience to God. Blessing will overtake blessing to the point that blessings will almost overwhelm us. Imagine having it so good that it is almost like there is no space to receive further blessings. That's sort of what the kingdom of God will be like. No more will blessings be met with tragedies. Blessings will be joined by more and more blessings. In the kingdom of God, when people do what God needs, people will be blessed in all that they do, wherever they are, and that blessing will radiate to everything important to their family, and if there be any enemies, they will have the exact opposite fate. The kingdom of God will be a time of incredible prosperity, where there is never a need because there is an overabundance. If there is a problem in the kingdom of God, the only kind of problem remotely indicated is the problem of having an overabundance. And for most people, that is a problem they would be just fine having. Imagine when everyone has too much money, too much food, too much health, too much peace of mind, too much love, too much compassion, too much hope, too many comforts of homes, too much of everything. That is the blessing for doing what God needs us to do that was promised to the children of Israel for their obedience, and what will be available throughout the kingdom of God. All we need to do is do what God needs us to do. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, and the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, and thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, that thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of the ground, and thy land, which the Lord sware unto the fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go out after other gods to serve them. The kingdom of God will be a time when God's justice will prevail, when righteousness will be the law of the land. Righteousness will prevail in every corner of the kingdom of God, not just on the boulevards of the capital city. In the middle of nowhere, miles from the nearest city, righteousness will prevail. In the middle of farmlands where neighbors can live a good distance apart, righteousness will prevail. Cities will be no longer plagued by crime and violence or any kind of criminal oppression, because even in cities, righteousness will prevail. Should storms that cause concern today happen, these will impact uninhabited places. In the kingdom of God, all will be blessed. Isaiah 32, verse 16. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteous quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. When it shall hail, coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low in a low place. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. Prosperity will be known to be a natural result of doing what God needs us to do. No more will there be the economic upheavals that come with a society that is not doing what God needs us to do. Terms like recession, inflation, and bankruptcy will fade in the kingdom of God as prosperity, linked to doing what God needs us to do, grows and expands. Throughout the entire world, people will understand that the incredible time of plenty that the world will have is not of and by humanity's efforts, but directly linked to a blessing that comes through doing what God needs people to do. Zechariah 1, verse 17. Cry yet, saying, thus say the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. The kingdom of God will be a time when all will live the word spoken by Jesus in Matthew. People will live in prosperity and have no thought for their life, what they shall eat or drink, or what clothes they shall wear. It will be a time when the clothes that are worn will be better than what Solomon wore, and will rival the most beautiful and intricate designs found in nature. It will also be a time when there will be no worries given to food, as food will be bountiful and easily available. All of this will be available because in the kingdom of God, people will be living in the kingdom of God, knowing the blessings that come from God's righteousness, and people will cling to God's righteousness, experiencing the blessings that comes from it day in and day out. Matthew 6, verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow and toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. The kingdom of God will be a time when all will be able to put their trust in God, not through words that are recited, but in all that is done. It is the kingdom of God that actions will exceed any words that are spoken, and when people speak of the greatness of God, their actions will magnify the greatness of God. Because all that is done will be aligned to what God needs of people, the kingdom of God will be a time of prosperity, the kind of prosperity that is hard to even imagine. Because today, when we think of prosperity, we contrast that to poverty. The kingdom of God will be a time when those who do what God needs will only have prosperity. There will be no poverty. Families will be blessed in all that they do and will have more than enough to meet their needs. Instead of the tragedies of today with flooding caused by overflowing rivers, or rivers of sorrows faced by so many, people will have never-ending satisfaction with all needs easily met. In the kingdom of God, it will not be rivers that overflow, but blessings. Instead of measuring how high underwater a town is because of flooding caused by a river, imagine measuring how swamped a town is because of the blessings of God. We can't even begin to imagine how great the kingdom of God will be because we can't comprehend this intensity of blessings. Psalm 36, verse 5. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep, O Lord. Thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. The kingdom of God will be a time when prosperity will be available to all, because oppression in any form will not be tolerated. In today's world, the poor are taken advantage of, and sometimes they are taken advantage of by people who have money, who are deluded into thinking God blesses them through their oppression of others. God will destroy those who oppress others, and the kingdom of God will be a time when people will no longer worry about being taken advantage of. Righteousness will be the law of the land, and the poorest of the people today will benefit because systems and practices which keep them poor will be no more. All, including those who have perpetually been poor today, will have abundance and prosperity as they live in a time of peace. All that is needed for the people to do what is needed of God as they live with incredible awe and respect for God. Psalm 72, verse 1. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge the people with righteousness and the poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills my righteousness. And he shall judge the poor of the people, and he shall save the children of the needy, and he shall break in pieces the oppressor. He shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. And he shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteousness flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the Isle shall bring presents, the king of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him, for he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever, and his name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed, Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David the son of Jesse are ended. It will be the kingdom of God when the wisdom of Proverbs is easy to see. All will see what God is encompassed in sound wisdom and understanding with strength. All will know that authority comes through God and that only those who follow righteousness will have authority. Deceitful leaders will not be part of the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, all who seek God will easily find God, and with the bountiful time of plenty, there will be no dishonor that comes from overindulging. Because of abundance, there will be no need to overindulge. Everything will be available to be enjoyed in moderation. It will be a time of riches and a time of honor. Honor for all, as all seek righteousness. Proverbs 8, verse 14. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The kingdom of God will be a time when people will have no need to lay up treasures for themselves, because all will see that blessings freely flow from God to all who do what God needs them to do. Everyone's heart will be focused on God, and God's heart will be focused on everyone. Matthew 6, verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The kingdom of God will be a time when the thieves and robbers of today will be exposed for who they are. These thieves and robbers of today who promise peace and who promise abundance come up short. These are the people who, through false hope, oppress others, because in the hope they offer, they also oppress. Instead of building up, what they do leads to destruction. The kingdom of God will fulfill the words of Jesus, who proclaimed that he came so that the people can have life and that they might have a more abundant life. John 10, verse 7. Then Jesus said unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The Feast of Tabernacles is a time to celebrate the future time of abundance and prosperity, even though all we can do is look through a dark, smoky glass trying to discern what abundance will be. The verses in the Bible show that abundance and prosperity will be overflowing in the kingdom of God. What a problem to have where everyone has too much, and only as God can do it in the kingdom of God, there will never be too much of a good thing. The prosperity and abundance of the kingdom of God will never lead to hardship and will never cause a person to experience dishonor, because righteousness will be the law of the land and in the heart of the people. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together tomorrow during the Feast of Tabernacles. Until then, thank you for joining us today.